And like we do each week, we start things out talking with travel expert Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. It's Mother's Day.
It is.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Well, as long as you're mother.
Yeah. But you could be an auntie.
You wouldn't say it to me, right?
Yeah.
But yes, I know what you're saying. Yes.
Aunties are the best. I'm the best auntie ever.
Are you one of those cool aunts where you get to, you know, do all the cool things?
Absolutely. I'm the coolest.
Awesome. Well, there should be a cool aunt, yeah. Cool aunt day.
Every day.
Every day is cool aunt day. There you go. Yeah. Let's talk about some of the news headlines for the past week. Boy, if you were flying, particularly in Vancouver and Toronto, it seems, you had to really pack your patience this past week.
Oh, yes. And the Canadian Air Transport Security Authority CEO, Mike Saunders, has apologized for the inconvenience to air travelers resulting from the recent increase in wait times at some major Canadian airports. Saunders assured the traveling public that the Federal Crown Corporation is aggressively working to address the situation. And that includes working with their screening contractors to take all steps possible to increase staffing levels while ensuring they provide the highest levels of security screening. In the meantime, it is strongly advised that passengers arrive at the airport well in advance of their flights, 2 hours for domestic and 3 hours for U.S. and international destinations. And sometimes I don't even think that's enough time.
Well, what does the article say? People were describing it as a disorganized, chaotic conga line. So,
Yeah, you arrive for, like, say you're in Toronto and you're going to Ottawa. You think that would be pretty straightforward and arriving 2 hours. But the lineup was so long that they missed their flight.
Oh, my. And that's just to Ottawa, right? The line to get on your flight is probably longer, the time, I mean, than the flight itself. So
that's it, true.
And the price of travel, this is no surprise, seems to be going up. Increased airfare is not really a surprise here. I guess we had to expect it.
Yes, and I think you're going to see that with regards to, yes, the fuel surcharges, but also, for example, Air Canada's chief commercial officer explained to analysts that even though leisure and domestic travel are on the rise, international bookings might be taking a little bit longer to recover. So what they're saying is that those price increases that you're seeing are going to be passed along to the traveler, and along with their cost discipline, that's how they're going to try and manage. So it won't be just airfares or fuel surcharges. According to the Air Canada, they're going to also look at increased fees for, like, checked baggage, paid seat selection, onboard meals, as well as car rentals and travel insurance. So always good to check with your travel advisor, because they're able to look at the whole picture and just see what the best value is for your budget.
Good advice. And now to add to that, in 2023, it'll cost a little bit more to travel to Europe, but not a ton, but it's, you know, every dollar counts, right?
So they're going to implement in Europe the European Travel Information and Authorization System. And it's a platform where most non-European visitors will have to register and pay a 7 euro fee to enter any of the 26 European countries included in the program. Other destinations like Venice have also announced that they're going to have a new registration system, and it's going to be implemented soon, and they will have to book and pay a fee in advance to visit this iconic Italian place. Now, the main goal of this visa waiver for Europe is to identify possible threats or risks associated with visitors traveling to many of the EU countries. The program is going to start January 1 next year, but it won't be mandatory until May. And it's only for tourism, so not for business or student purposes.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. And her website with lots of info is onantaforbes.com. Always fun to chat, Onanta. Happy Cool Ants Day.
You bet. You take care.